it's lust. It has to be lust. How the hell? How the hell? There we go, phone. How the actual motherfucking hell? Hey, why the hell am I so sick? It doesn't have any power. I should go get the charging cord, but it's like, oh my god, where is the charging cord? Drinking off apparently helps the immune system, so might be worth it. Come on, Windows. Let's get you fixed. Okay, that's really pretty. Jeez, I wonder. That's gorgeous. What if then I can see at least? Oh, come on. Really? Cat, you had to drag crumbs onto the bed? Well, I guess I'll just deal with my feelings by confronting them. I mean, ugh. Why does he, of all people, have to make me feel this way? Okay. Okay, so I'll try to sleep. If this damn cold will let ya. Damn, it's a pretty sunset. Oh. The sky's blue right now. Looks, at least, like the blue on the engagement ring. That's really nice. Oh, I wish I had it so I could take a comparison photo. Ugh. Whenever, yes, phone? No, Mom, I did not buy eggs. I forgot to buy eggs. Which was really my fault. I hate being sick. Oh. Possibility of meeting them, though, of meeting him in real life. Holy shit, I don't know what my morals would do. I mean, on one hand, I am engaged. And I love my fiancé. I love him. But on the other hand, he's... Well, there is no other hand for that. I just... Yeah, Mom, you can make your cake tomorrow. You can do without eggs right now. Throat clearing is awful. And I mean, I'm not sure if I like him or his... I'm not sure if I like the guy, like the other one, non fiance, or. Or his words, or I'm not sure if it's love, if it's lust. I mean, he's really nice and sweet, and I can't say in good faith I'd let him put his dick in me, but I would love it if his dick's in me. Like, I don't care how big, small, round, not round it is. I mean, a square one would be a bit weird and might hurt, but I just, there's a part of me that wants him to push me down to a bed, any bed really, or maybe even into the wall. Actually, no, I don't want to get banned from any theme park, so not into the wall at a theme park. But I would love it if I got to meet him, because he's, like, I would consider us friends, at least. Maybe not good friends, but friends, like, level 1 or level 2 friends, maybe. I don't know how much XP I gained or if the dude's friends are measured in milestones. So. I don't know. But he's. He's nice, he's funny. And what drives me crazy about him, really, is that I haven't even seen him. I've only heard his voice. Granted, I've heard it multiple occasions, and I love it. But every time I've heard it, almost every time, he's filling a role. I still need to check out that movie you recommended. I just, I'd want him to push me down to the bed and just, I don't know. I don't even know my own fantasy. Damn it. I mean, definitely nominations in there. I would love to submit to him. He seems like he's a good dom. Because I know he's a dom. I mean, he could be a sub. He could be a switch. Oh, Jesus. I'd want him to push me down. Help me figure out how to deal with my lust. Maybe not right now, but it'd be nice if he wasn't afraid of Satan's waterfall. I mean, definitely not right now. I don't want to get him sick. And I don't know what this cult is, but it's awful. So I really wouldn't want him to have it. Shouldn't even be thinking out loud to myself right now, but honestly, that'll probably help at least a little bit for deciding what I should do about this lust, this just overwhelming and consuming lust that I have for him, because every single time I think of him, I think of how great fucking him would be, how amazing his lips would be. As they circled my pussy, and maybe even just traced my neck a little with his fingers or nails. Not too hard, of course, because I wouldn't, like, I'm fragile, and, I mean, yeah, or maybe he would, I don't know, cuddle with me while I watched movies and gently stroke my clit, or insert his fingers and bounce them every time I got scared. And I watch a lot of horror, and I'm not as brave as I seem, so that'd be a lot. Yes, I am still eating eggs like crazy, Mom. I like eggs at the moment. Apparently. That movie sounds nice. Though that idea, just bouncing every time he, like, moving them just once or something, every time I got scared. Ooh, what movie would I pick for that? Ooh, would it have to be something he doesn't like so that he could monitor my reactions? No, maybe that'd be too involved. Maybe I just want to cuddle. Maybe I'm just missing BDSM. Because, I just, okay, maybe that's enough. Rubbing my legs together. Oh, I can jerk off externally with a pencil. Like, just rubbing it. That is a new discovery, and what do you want, Mom? No, I don't need anything else from the store. Sorry for forgetting the eggs. Oh, I hate the phlegm. I hate that this cold is nasty. I hate that this cold exists. Because it's making me hate that I exist. And I don't want to hate that I exist. I want to love my existence. And maybe I'm right. Maybe it is just lust. Maybe I just want him to tease me specifically and just be physically present and there. Maybe I just want to see him. Maybe if I see him, all the lustful feelings, all the wantings of him sticking his dick and plunging it in to me, and, like, maybe all my lust for him would disappear if I saw him. I kind of doubt that, though. As much as I hate to admit it, I don't know if he's single or not. I think he might be, but I also think he might not be based on things I've read and how he kind of acts a little. But, oh my god, he's always so flirty and I love it. It's just, like, I know nothing's ever gonna come of it. And if he hears this and knows I'm talking about him, then nothing's ever gonna come of it, maybe. I mean, I kind of hope not, because I don't want this stupid obsession that I have with him to take root any further than it has. I thought it was done. But maybe I just miss BDSM because fiance, there are nights, there are days when he does it, but mostly he doesn't. And it is hard for me. It is very, very hard for me. Especially because I'm just, it's so ingrained into my nature. And I just, I don't really know any other way to love than being a sub. Oh, great. I'm about to orgasm and I'm crying. What the hell? Crying. Orgasming and coughing. That's a combo that I haven't really heard before. But yeah, if you hear this dude that I have a slight obsession with, apparently, just know that I'm friendly, I'm plenty friendly, and I know nothing will ever really come of it because I'm engaged and stuff, but part of me still wonders, would you, if I was, okay, that's enough penciling for now, if I was, single and stuff, like, would we get it on? I kind of doubt we would. I just, like, I hope at least that you would see how sort of needy I am and deny me because of that reason. I would hope that you would not stick your cock into me because of that reason in any orifice, whether it be ass, pussy, or mouth. Although blowjobs are very fun. I would hope that you would say no and inspire me somehow to become a better person. A less horny person in this case. I'm not saying being horny is bad. I'm just, I'm just thinking I don't want to be horny all the time when I think about you. I don't want your voice to send me into a tizzy where I can barely breathe because I'm so horny. I don't want the thought of you to be my interest too much, even though I know it's probably already begun. And I don't want the thought of you pinned down to a mattress by my hands to excite me either. But it does, and I don't want the, I don't want the thought of you flipping over and pinning me down instead to excite me more. But it does. I don't even know what you look like. It's, in my fantasies, it's literally a blank slate. I mean, I could make assumptions, but I don't wanna. So, in my fantasies, I'm being fucked by a motion capture doll. Like one of the skeletons they use in mocap. If you haven't seen them, seriously, like, go look them up. They're really cool. Looking. And, like, they're a stick figure, kinda. I just... I guess... stupid sinus infection, stupid Crohn's, stupid dry eyes, stupid fucking cold. I don't want you to... fuck the pain away. I want to fuck you, but I could never admit that to your face. I don't want to lose you as a friend, because as much lust as I have for you, I know nothing could ever be between us. So I don't want... yeah, I don't want to lose you as a friend. You're awesome. You're nice. You're kind. You're just everything that I've ever really dreamed of wanting to fuck while I wake up or before bed or read me a bedtime story even. I mean, hell, if you could stand it, maybe even watch a few episodes of My Little Pony while I fall asleep or something. Jed's putting it out there, not a brony. It's a cutesy little kid show, and I'm a voice actress, so kind of by nature, I kind of have to look at it. Plus, the character development is fun, and I need to stop talking about My Little Pony. I do not want to orgasm while I'm talking about My Little Pony. Shit. I forgot these are tan sheets, but whatever. They'll be brown. Maybe. Brownish red. I don't know. I want your cock in me. I want to say yes, sir. I want to say no, sir. I want you to grab my tight little ass and smack it. I want you to pull my hair. I want to be down on my knees serving you. I want all this and more, and yet, gonna come. And yet, I can't have it. And it annoys me that I can't have it, and it's very, very frustrating to me that I can't have it, that I can't just have you and fiancé, but I have to choose, and sadly, I don't know you as well as I'd like to, and Not sadly, I love Fiance from the bottom of my heart. So I know I shouldn't even be thinking these things, and I'm not sure how to tell if it's lust or love that I have for you. But I know that I love my Fiance and would never intentionally do anything to hurt him. So, as much as I want to fuck you, I can't because I have sworn an oath to myself. And I have just... okay. No more talking. Time for coming. I'll just think of you. Just think of you. I'll just think of you. Usually that'll bring me to the edge, so... Why isn't it working? What is my body's problem? Oh, yeah. Oh, please. Please, motion cap doll, fuck me harder. Breed me. It's something I never thought I'd willingly say if it wasn't in a script. Fuck this cold. Fuck you. I hate being sick. I mean, hopefully that gave my immune system some sort of boost. Hopefully, I mean, I'm on antibiotics, but still. Hopefully that helped him out some. I should probably go change my pad now. But, I mean, I'm kind of afraid to pull it in a way. It'll probably be all gooey and sticky with the blood and cum and everything just swirling together. Oh. Holy shit, this went on a lot longer than I thought it would. I just meant for it to be a stupid ramble fab to get things off my mind. Although in terms of getting things off my mind, if you do like know who you are, guy that I'm like obsessed with, Please know that this is not meant to be any sort of yandere thing. I would never, like, ruin your life or something. You're really cool. You're really awesome. And you're really neat. So, hope you enjoy the rest of your day. Yeah, to everyone else, although... to everyone, I guess. Just feel free to, like, comment or message, even using, like, the Reddit message chat thing or whatever. Please, seriously, I'm lying in bed sick, and this sort of stuff is all I have to do, and it's driving me up the wall. Because I have finished making my D&D characters, I have finished doing things that I need to do. I can't record lines because I'm sick, and sick voice does not sound good. Although, if you think it does, please, please tell me, and I'll record more if I get sick again. ever, which I don't intend to because my eyes are dry as fuck. Sorry about the peaks throughout the audio. Sorry about if it's, like, heavy side on one side or the other. And sorry if it's, like, I don't know what I'm apologizing for. It's a ramble fap. You guys get what you click on. Ugh. That was nasty. But yeah. Sorry to anyone who thinks that the content has been disturbing or whatever. I'm gonna go, like, upload this and rest now because I feel like crap. Feel free to message me. Just know that I will probably not respond until tomorrow. Now, without further ado, I am going to try to get my uterus to stop trying to kill me. So, yeah. Bye.